Here come the chatterboxes. Mary held out her hand to husband William, who patted it gently and inquired how she was feeling. The fresh air has done me good, thank you, dear. Mary had not been feeling well lately, and everyone worried secretly. James and Frances had gone on ahead to the Macaulay residence, where the family was gathering to celebrate Aunt Kitty's birthday. Catherine was at the end of the avenue, surrounded by the younger folk, the nieces, nephews, and of course Catherine and Teresa Byrne. Mary Ann and Ellen were also considered part of the family at this point. All we need now is Mrs. Harper to complete the family picture, Aunt Kitty joked as they all screamed in sheer terror at the thought of it. Let's catch up with the rest of the family and get the party started. It's ages since we all had a hooly together, and my feet are just itching to dance. That's the spirit, Aunt Kitty. Your body might be almost half a century, but you have the heart of a 4-year-old. Mary Macaulay, Catherine's 14-year-old niece, who sounded like a 64-year-old, linked arms with her aunt and her friend. They strolled happily together towards the house, followed at a distance by the rest of the clan, who were making sure they'd be heard as far away as Bagot Street. Convinced of God's call. The House of Mercy was well on the way to being completed. It was decision time again for Catherine. No longer was it sensible for her to hold on to beautiful Coolock House. Apart from needing the money which the sale of the house would bring in, she was spending a great deal of her time in Kilmainham with Mary and her family. Mary, in a very short time, had become seriously ill and was not going to recover. Catherine nursed her with love and concern and saw to the welfare of the children as well. Besides all of that, Catherine travelled to Bagot Street almost every day to see that everything was going smoothly. Meantime, Coolock House was put on the market, and she trusted God to get her a good price. With so many poor hungry people to help and to feed, as well as the huge cost of building the house, Catherine needed all the money she could get. Those who knew her never ceased to be amazed that she would actually give away her whole fortune. Some people who were supposed to be her friends considered her crazy and were very harsh on her. She was very human, and this made her sad. However, Catherine was still convinced this was what God was calling her to do. She would continue as long as the funds lasted and she had the energy. In August 1827, Mary Macaulay died. While Catherine's heart was breaking, and she knew life without Mary would not be the same, there was a joy deep down. On her deathbed, Mary had made her peace with God and returned to the Catholic faith. Catherine took on the role of a mother to the 5 children, and continued to spend a great deal of time in Kilmainham. William, Mary's husband, was completely shattered and just didn't seem to be able to cope. He depended a lot on Catherine. On the 24th of September of that same year, the Feast of Our Lady of Mercy, the House of Mercy was completed and opened wide its doors.